Pay close attention to the discussion of diphthongs and digraphs on pages 13 to 14 of the introduction. I cannot improve on this, so I'll just do the examples. AI is pronounced like the long I in high or fight. So in Greek, aigis, our word aegis, symbol of authority, aigis. AU is like how or foul, as in Greek, autokrates, self-sufficient, autokrates. EU is unlike anything natural to most Midwesterners. Say the two vowels together, EU, as in Elginace, well-born, noble, Elginace. The long version, Eta Upsilon, is hard to distinguish. So for Helreka, Eureka, I have found it, the Greeks themselves wrote it both ways, Helreka and Helreka. OI is easy, like boil or boy, as in Greek, oikonomia, our economy, originally household management, oikonomia. UI is hard to say. Stretch it out, ui. Now say it faster, as in huios, sun, huios. EI is much like eta, a long A sound, as in akosi, 20, akosi. OU is much like a long upsilon, as in utis, nobody, utis. Now for iota subscript, the little iota written under another vowel. Most modern scholars simply ignore it. I've gotten into the habit of pronouncing it as though written on the line, as it was in Plato's time. I encourage you to do the same. Say it, otherwise it's easy to forget it, and this little iota is often essential to differences in meaning. So we'll see one way of indicating the indirect object to or for whom you give or do something is with that iota subscript, as in iatroi for the doctor, iatroi, idiote for the private citizen, idiote. And pay just as much attention to the breathing mark, the little hook over a vowel at the beginning of a word. If it hooks right into the word, it is the consonant H, as in hen, one, hen. If it hooks left to the front of the word, it is simply silent, as in. The preposition in, not into, in. As we close this lesson, try to learn the words we've used to illustrate, at least those with obvious meaning. Say them aloud. Pater, emblema, idiotes, aigis, autokrates, elgenes, helreka, ekonomia, huios.